But we don't care much for turkey. Now, when I started out hunting, it seemed like there should have been a lot of deer, but there weren't. If I hunted all day and found 3 deer, I felt happy. And at home, around there, all that area, you never saw a deer. But that was because in that hill country, we had quite a few ranchers that lived on the range. They utilized the deer for their meat. They didn't waste it, they utilized it. And I always say, if a few ranchers could cut the deer population down that bad, you can see what all the 100,000 hunters we have now can do in 45 days. Anyhow, leasing kind of finally got in. I don't know how it got started, but people leased for deer hunting, and that was the deer's friend. From that time on, the deer increased because there was no poaching going on so much, see? And the leaser protected the deer. It's to their benefit. And personally, you know, around home they had as many deer as up around on the ranch country. But I know when we first saw the first few deer tracks down there, why, we tell everybody about it. So deer tracks down that country. But we used to do real hunting. You stalk deer, you know. And I tell some instances that I had, some experiences, and it seemed like someone said, well, that makes a good story, all right. But it was actual fact. The thing that fascinated me is to try to, in other words, put something past that old doe or that old buck, see. And I've gotten to, from here until those bushes there from them, if you have the wind in your favor. And I've been there and lay there where I hope and pray that leave, because there wasn't anything for me to shoot. And you couldn't move, and you'd get so cold and so tired, you didn't know what to do, you know. And you couldn't even blow your nose at that.
That'd make it rough. Yeah, I never did too much hunting. I got started with it for some reason.
Well, now we all sit in stands. I have an 18-foot tower with a little house on it. Sit there in a swivel chair. Have a feed bucket hanging down there that sprinkles our feed. Well, it's just, I say it's no sport to it anymore. It's just like going into a sheep pen and shooting sheep, see? It's about the same thing. I don't enjoy it at all anymore.
Do you like the meat?
Well, I can go it. I'm not too crazy about it, but I'll go it. I like to fix that jerk meat. And some try that dried chunk meat, which was all right, but I'm not overly crazy about venison, not necessarily.
I've heard a lot of people say that venison is very rich.
Well, I can't say that it is. Some is very strong, I admit, sometimes.
That cat got that scent climbing down to an arc. It's been doing it all day.
Oh, well, since it's that high, it's been doing it.
Is that your cat?
No, maybe. She just had 7 or 8 of them there for a while.
You know, you mentioned one word a while back that I had not heard until I got into Texas. We were talking about the weather, and you mentioned the north.
Mm-hmm.
The first time somebody said blue north, I said, what? What is a blue north?
Well, I'll tell you what a blue north is. During World War II, we had a woman, she worked in the courthouse, in the relief office, I believe it was, by the name of Mrs. And she was one of these here that had a motor mouth, if you know what that is. And she was yakking all the time, and down here in Texas, nothing was all right. Everything was up yonder, you know. Anyhow, I used to have a lot of fun with her, kidding and teasing her, you know. And